Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 11th para was recited. We were reciting Surah Tawbah in the Battle of Tabuk. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to go out in the path of Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, there were many hypocrites and munafiqs coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taking oaths before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we wanted to come, but this excuse came, that excuse came up. There was three groups amongst them. There was, the first group was of those munafiqs and hypocrites who were very, very firm on the hypocrisy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overlooked them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are taking customs by you, so you can become happy with them. You turn away from them. Even if you are happy with them, Allah is never ever happy with these people. Then there was a second category of people who were sincere sahaba radiallahu anhum, but they stayed back for a short while, and eventually they realized their mistake, and they went out, they went to the masjid, tied themselves to certain poles. They refused to move from there until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and untied them himself. And their tawbah was accepted very quickly. And then there was a third category of people, three sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hilal ibn Umayyah, and Hazrat Murara radiallahu anhu. They stayed behind. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they came to him, then he boycotted them for 50 days. When eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the tawbah, that Allah has accepted them, Allah has forgiven them. As we mentioned, that this battle was a differentiating fact between iman and nifaq and hypocrisy. A person could see now, that is why the severe punishment, difficulty they had to undergo. 50 days, no one could speak to them. And then Allah showed, he accepted the tawbah of these people, to show that every sahabi radiallahu anhu, his heart was 100% clean. Whatever weakness they had by not going out in this jihad, it was made maaf also. By this difficulty and punishment which they had undergone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, there are many, many munafiqs and hypocrites. They will come with different things. And when they will spend money in the path of Allah ta'ala, they will regard it as a tax. And they are waiting for harm to come to the Muslim people. They are hypocrites. On the other hand, are the sahaba radiallahu anhum, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. The people who accepted Islam right in the initial stages, the muhajirin, the ansar. والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. In actual fact, there are only two groups. And the third group is those who follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Bi ihsan, with sincerity. Radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not sufficient for a person to say, I only follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, we have to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the elders who came after them. Ya Allah ta'ala says, who's followed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So this is a clear proof that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are mi'yar and a standard of truthfulness. That is what Allah ta'ala says. If you will follow them, those people who will come after them and follow them, Allah will be happy with them. And Allah has prepared Jannah for them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are certain munafiqs and hypocrites, they are very, very firm on the hypocrisy. And they will never change, they will go to Jahannam. On the other hand, there are those people who are i'tarafu bi dhunubihim. They've got weakness within themselves, they do wrong, but they make i'tiraf. They accept, acknowledge their gunas and their sins. They do wrong actions and they do right actions. And they will make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive them. Such people, you can take sadaqah and charity from them, and you can perform salatul janazah over them. They've got weak iman within themselves. They've got hypocrisy, but nifaqi amali. That means they've got hypocrisy with regards to their actions. They've got weakness in their actions. This is also a form of hypocrisy within a person. So may Allah protect us from that kind of hypocrisy and give us true iman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hypocrites, they are those people who will take their own masjid, they make their own place of ibadat and worship, they do not join with the Muslim people. And the object of this is to cause harm to the Muslim people. On the other hand, you will get the Muslims, the masjid of Madinah Munawwara was built based on taqwa, piety, where the worship of Allah Ta'ala will be taking place. In Quba, the masjid was built. فِيهِ رِجَالُ يُحِبُّونَ يَتَطَهَّرُ. In there are such men who love to keep themselves pure, they purify themselves. And this especially was referring to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That time in Makkah Mukarramah, water was very, in Medina Munawwara, water was very little, but they made sure that they washed themselves with water, they purified themselves. So Allah says He loves this quality. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِرِينَ. Allah loves those who purify themselves. And Allah loves the people who have got iman within themselves. They are prepared to buy Jannah, sacrifice their lives and their wealth. And in place of that, they will get Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they have got qualities within themselves. Who are the true believers? At-ta'ibun al-abidun al-hamidun. The first qualities they have made, they have got the quality of tawbah. They are always repenting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what actions they do, they make tawbah. The first quality. Secondly, they are servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, they have got the quality of shukr within themselves. Al-hamidun. Always praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr and grateful. As-ta'ihun, those people who are fasting, keeping, they keep their rozas. Or another meaning can be, a person will travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they are making ruku and sajda. It is performing their salah always. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa nahuna al-munkar. Commanding righteousness, preventing from evil. Wal-hafidhuna li-hududillah. And all the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they keep intact. They are the people who have got true iman. And on the other hand, even if they've got people who they love, example, their parents, they passed away without iman, but they will not make dua for them. As long as they are living and they haven't got iman, we must make dua, give them dawah towards iman and Islam. But once they leave this world without iman, then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah gives his example here. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was making dua for his father who had passed away without iman. Allah ta'ala cautioned him. When Ibrahim alayhi salam realized that my father passed away without iman, immediately he stopped making dua for his father. So these are the qualities of the believers. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his tawbah for those people who did not, that Allah ta'ala's special mercy is upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhajirin and ansar, and those people also who remained behind from the jihad, and the difficulty came upon them, they were given a punishment by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has forgiven them. And in future Allah says, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Always continue fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a very easy way is to stay kunu ma'as-sadiqin, stay in the company of the pious people. Here Allah ta'ala was referring to that they should have stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this teaches us a lesson also, that we also, if we want the quality of taqwa, and a person will be safe from difficulties and problems, always stay in the company of the pious and righteous people. This will save a person from many, many difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that why did the people not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They will get great, great reward. One step they will take in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will get great reward. And Allah ta'ala mentions the virtue of knowledge, that the knowledge is a very, very great thing. Before jihad takes place, people must be given knowledge. Ta'ali must take place. There must be a jamaat of people teaching people the great virtues of jihad also, and all the other matters of deen. So a person can be a true believer, and then he will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will benefit much more with his dawah when he's calling people towards deen and towards Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of iman, how the iman increases when the ayat of the Quran Sharif are being recited, the iman increases. On the other hand, the munafiqs and hypocrites are those people, when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down, then they get more distant away from the Quran Sharif. More hatred comes in their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, why are you not following the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What fikr and concern he had for you? Azizun alayhi ma anittum. Whatever difficulties you go upon, it's very, very hard upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's got great hirs and greed for the success of you people. And he's very, very kind and very, very tolerant, and show much of compassion he shows to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the whole ummah. But if you turn away from the deen of Islam, from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hasbi Allah. La ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is sufficient for us. He is none worthy of worship besides him. I only place my trust upon him, and he is the Rabb and creator and sustainer of the great arsh. These ayats here, they are very, very great. It's a great dua also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect, whoever will recite this, hasbi Allah la ilaha illa hu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim, 7 times, you should try to recite it 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the evening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice a person from all his worries and griefs in this world. Allah ta'ala will make a person worry-proof. A person's heart, he won't have too much of worries, etc. Allah will save him and protect him from kinds of depression, etc. The next surah is Surah Yunus. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the past surahs has mentioned dawat towards the different nations, the Jews, the Christians, the Majus, the Mushrikeen, different nations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who are stopping the dawat of Islam, you must make jihad against them. And Allah mentioned the laws of jihad in great detail, and about the munafiqs and hypocrites who are not prepared to make jihad. Then in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the theme of it is, you can say, dawat towards the Quran. That now, what is the object of this dawat of jihad? To bring alive the Quran Sharif. Bring alive the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about the Quran Sharif, that what a Quran Allah has given. And unfortunately, tilka ayatul kitab al hakim, these are ayat and verses of a kitab full of hikmat and wisdom. But there are many, many people, unfortunately, they are surprised. And instead, a kitab will come upon a man like us. One man, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can't understand, how can it come to one human being like us? It's supposed to have come to an angel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they make all funny excuses. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has used men to come and give the message, so that we can also benefit from that pen. Allah ta'ala did not send a kitab directly down. How will a person follow the kitab? Allah ta'ala sent human beings, so that a person can see the human being, and he can easily follow in the path of that person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he has made the sun and the moon, and in different lights he has given amongst them. So similarly, Allah ta'ala, for your physical needs, Allah has given you light. Allah has given the sun and the moon. For your spiritual needs, to a greater extent, Allah is looking after it. Allah has given you the light of the Quran Sharif, so that a person can take benefit. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people who will take benefit from the Quran Sharif, they are the ones, they will enter Jannat, highest levels of Jannat. And those people who are not happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are happy with this worldly life, and pleased and relaxed in this worldly life. turning away from our ayat. They are not prepared to accept the Quran. Ulaika ma'wahum an-nar bima kanu yaksibun. They will enter the fire abode, is the fire of Jahannam, because of the evil actions which they had earned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man by nature is such that when difficulty comes to him, then suddenly he is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets Allah ta'ala generally. But now when some difficulty comes to him, da'ana li jambihi aw qa'idan aw qa'im, he calls towards us now and he's lying down, sitting up, standing up. But when we remove the difficulty from him, then he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't know what he has with Allah ta'ala. He breaks his ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we bring the Quran Sharif, it is recited to people. قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Those who have got no hope in meeting us. It means they haven't got proper belief in akhirat. They are the ones who will say these things. إِتِ بِقُرَانٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا وَبَدِّلْ. Bring us another Quran besides this. This is not according to our nafs and our desires. Bring another Quran. Or baddilhu. At least change some laws of the Quran Sharif. All these laws, too many, they are too difficult upon us. So change some of the laws. Make it a bit easier for us. It must follow our desires. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقائي نفسي, It's not possible for me to change it from my own side also. I can't change any. I am also, إن أتبع إلا ما يوحى إلي. I only make اتباع, I only follow what has been revealed to me. I can't choose my own thing of the Quran Sharif. I have to also follow wahi and revelation which has come to me. Even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, he must just follow also whatever has been revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raya Jibreel alayhi salam. Inni akhafu in aswaytu rabbi azaab yawmin azeem. If I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear the punishment of a very, very great day. And he says, that from azlamu mimman iftara ala Allah kadiban aw kadhaba bi ayati. Who can be a bigger zalim? Then the person will make up something against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or not disbelieve in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, change some ayat of the Quran, or say that Allah ta'ala has said a certain thing, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said a certain thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a clear proof of the Quran Sharif being true is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived amongst the people. فَقَدْ لَبِسْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمْرًا مِنْ قَبْلِ. 40 years Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with the people. He was an ummi, unlettered person. He never knew how to read any books. He never sat at the feet of any teacher. Now after 40 years, he never spoke a lie in his life. He was known as Sadiq al-Amin, the trustworthy, the truthful person. Now after 40 years, he's bringing a kitab, he's bringing knowledge. What knowledge? Which people never ever heard of. And amazing knowledge, and the knowledge which was changing the lives of people. This is a clear miracle. So how can أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you use your aqal in your brains and understand that this is definitely not the word of a man, but it is from a divine scripture. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one main reason which stops a person from accepting the Quran Sharif is that this dunya, the beauty of this world, so outwardly this world is very, very beautiful for a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example of it is like rain which comes down and you get beautiful crops coming up. And now when it's very, very beautiful and people think they can take full benefit from it, suddenly Allah's azab comes down at night. Suddenly that whole place is completely destroyed and there's like nothing was in existence. فَأَلَّمْ تَقَنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. Like yesterday there was nothing in existence at all. Similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this worldly life outwardly looks very, very beautiful. A person grows up and now he's reached the height of perfection and now he's got arrogance within himself. And suddenly Allah Ta'ala's command comes down and the person is taken away from this world. Do not be deceived by the outward beauties of this world. This world is a very, very short time a person is living. And Allah has given the example every year when a person sees a beautiful plantation coming up and eventually it is completely destroyed after one season. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man by nature, as was mentioned before this year, he when he is travelling in a ship and he is very, very happy in the ship, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَاءَتْهَا رِيحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Suddenly a wind will come, a very, very strong wind, and the waves are coming around the ship now. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And people will think that they will be destroyed now completely. دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. At that time they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, if you save us from this, we will make a lot of shukr to you. We will be grateful to you. When Allah ta'ala saves a person, then suddenly again he goes against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Whatever zulam and oppression you are doing, whatever wrong you are doing, it's not harm to us. It's not harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are causing harm to yourself. You are destroying yourselves. And whatever you are taking is mata al hayat al dunya, the things of this world, for a short while is some benefit to a person. But remember, you have to come back to us and you have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will inform you exactly what you have done wrong. Thereafter, in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues mentioning certain of the evils which those people had. And on tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will truly appreciate the Quran Sharif when you will have the true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مُوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. A very, very great nasihat and advice has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb, your creator and sustainer. And وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a shifa and a cure for the sicknesses which you have in your heart. This shows that a person has spiritual sicknesses. Many, many spiritual sicknesses. The Quran has come as a cure for that spiritual sicknesses. Those who will follow the cure of the Quran Sharif, وَهُدًا, it will be a means of hidayat, a roadmap for that person. It will show him the right path. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it's a means of mercy for the believers. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this great bounty of the Quran Sharif, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, you must be happy with that. وَخَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, it is far, far better than whatever people are gathering together, all the wealth and the things of this world. And the Quran Sharif is that one which will show you what is halal, what is haram. It will teach a person, so a person will get great, great benefit. And Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is fully watching exactly whatever action a person is doing. O you Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever action you are doing, and especially وَمَا تَكْرُوا مِنْهُمْ مِنْ Quran, Allah mentioned especially here, whatever tilawat of Quran Sharif you are making, Allah is, and the whole Muslim ummat, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, whatever actions they are doing, Allah is fully aware of the day. They said, the ulama say that Allah Ta'ala especially showed about tilawat of Quran Sharif to show the great rank of Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala is watching a person is making tilawat of Quran Sharif. And when a person will follow the Quran Sharif, he'll become the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun, there won't be any fear for that person in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. He won't have any sadness and sorrow because he followed the divine teachings. There will be glad tidings for that person in this worldly life. And in this worldly life, the angels will come and make his heart strong at the time of maut, about before leaving this world. And in the year after, and in the year after he will get it. لا تبديل لكلمات الله, there is no change to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the exact success. A person will follow the divine teachings, he will be completely successful. Thereafter, in the last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of three Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. One is Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. He went to his people and he told them, he reminded them of the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the verses of Allah, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not prepared to accept, they were destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam went to his people. He also brought to them a kitab, he brought to them divine teachings. Firaun was not prepared to accept. He brought all his magicians. He stood before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but they could not combat. They could not make muqawala and fight against the divine teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam. They eventually were destroyed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the destruction of those people. Allah Ta'ala said, we accepted your dua. But the dua was only, it was accepted immediately. But it was only manifest after 40 years. From here, the ulama say that a person must continue making dua. A person must never ever lose hope and say, I made dua, my dua was not accepted. No, Allah accepts the dua. But Allah Ta'ala has got in his own workings, in his own system, a certain time to show the manifestation of a dua. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah revealed to them that bell houses in Misr, where you can make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help will come to you people when you will worship Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً, make your houses in the direction of Qibla. That's one meaning. Another meaning, Mufassirin say, وَجَعَلْ بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبَالَةً, make your houses next to one another. The Muslim people must try as possible, must try to stay next to one another, near one another in a Muslim society, so that Allah Ta'ala's special mercy will come down. It will be easy then, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, to perform salah. And we are living far away, we are going to the other districts, other places, then it becomes difficult for a person to keep his connection with deen. Allah Ta'ala says, these are the believing people. And now Allah Ta'ala mentions that eventually Firaun was completely destroyed. He was not prepared to accept at the time of his death. Now he wants to recite kalima. It was too late. Even he already seen the other signs. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and his people. That Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, they accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At first they did not accept it. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment was supposed to come upon them, then quickly they made tawbah. They changed their lives before the punishment of Allah ta'ala came upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their tawbah. So here in your life, explaining to every one of us that before the punishment comes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has got a choice. His whole life he has not followed the teachings of the Quran Sharif. But now he realizes, I have done wrong. He must make tawbah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will accept that person's tawbah. And at the end of the surah again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس وقد جاءكم الحق من ربكم. The Quran Sharif is haq, is the truth. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will follow hidayat, he goes on the right path. فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ, he will be following the hidayat for his own benefit. But if you go against the hidayat and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are only causing harm to yourselves. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَاسْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمُ اللَّهِ, and you continue following whatever wahi and revelation has come to you. You guide other people also, and you continue yourself following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will have to make sabr in your life. You will have enemies in your life. But Allah's decision eventually will come down. And Allah is the best of the decision makers. So a person must continuously follow the Quran and the teachings of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala give us all hidayah and guidance.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are going to read a hadith on the virtues of dhikr. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يقول يا ابن آدم إنك ماذا إنك إذا ذكرتني شكرتني وإذا نسيتني كفرتني حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, بلا شبہ اللہ تعالی فرماتے ہیں, اے آدم کے بیٹے, جب تک تو میرے یاد میں مشغول رہتا ہے اس وقت تک تو میرا شکر ادا کرنے میں لگا ہوا ہے, اور جب تو مجھے بلا دیتا ہے تو میری ناشکری میں پر جاتا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, O children of Adam, whenever you make dhikr, you are in reality expressing your gratitude and thanks to me. If however you become negligent and forget me, then verily you have been ungrateful to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, O children of Adam, whenever you make dhikr, you are in reality expressing your gratitude to me and thanks to me. If however you become negligent and forget me, then verily you have been ungrateful to me. Keeping this in consideration, we should make dhikr with this virtues in mind. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني, تلمرا هو جائك ميدانه, توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غنی, درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دے کو جدل. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں, کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے, تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں, خانہ دل آباد رہے, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں, غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے, سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں, تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے, اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں, گو من کرداروں نامستیاں, تو بھی مگر فارہ ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ, اب تو رہے بس تان میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ. No.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی. جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مقام لائک سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین. کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں. سب تو رہے بس تالم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ یار رہے یار تو میرا اور میں تیرا. یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں. ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ. نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئے دم تابت جانا چھنی می بائے دم. اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن کر بدم من سر من پیدا مکن. اللہ 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 اللہ. غالبی بر جاذب آئے مشتری شاہ در در ماند گارا و آخری. اللہ 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 اللہ. مٹا دے اپنے ہستی کو چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا. اللہ 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 اللہ. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.